Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. Continuing the theme of get to know your local officials, we've got this morning First District Commissioner.
That's right.
Eddie McGuire. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Cindy. It's good to be here.
It is good to be here. You've been here before as sheriff, and now you're here as commissioner.
Yeah, a little different hat this morning. I wore a green one just to make sure it was a little different, but. Yeah, I've got a lot of good things going on and excited to get started. Tuesday was a long day, but it was a pretty productive day and getting going and getting started and kind of a fresh start for our county. So,
got a new seat there too.
Yeah.
Moved up from the end to kind of the middle.
It looks a lot different from up there. You can see people a lot easier from there. I told Monty, we need to switch. We need to put the third district up closer to the judge that way.
And he said no.
Yeah, he wouldn't switch with me. He's got seniority, I guess.
So you're excited about the new year and working together?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we went through a couple of rough years there as this pertains to us as the sheriff's office, you know, and I felt like we needed some changes on the fiscal court, you know, the voters seem to agree with us, and we're gonna do what we can to kind of get everything back on track and just show that united front. And I think that'll be a big difference is even when myself or Monty disagrees or Marty or even Kevin, Judge Spraggs, you know, I think we can do that with respect and love for each other. And even though we disagree during court, we can still, you know, go out to lunch afterwards, you know, it's still a brotherly love amongst each other and just show each other that respect. And I think that'll go a long way when it comes to, you know, attracting other folks into our county, especially businesses and things. I mean, at one point, you know, we were known all over the state for, you know, our fiscal court meetings. People would tune in just to watch it. So I'm glad those days hopefully are over with, and just looking forward to a new start, fresh start.
Yeah, and one of the themes that you had campaigned on was funding of the resource officers and public safety.
Yeah,
and
that was a hill worth dying on back in 2020, and it about killed me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, the stress of that year was pretty crazy with COVID coming up right into that time in 2020, but I felt like it was worth it. It was worth the struggles, the stress, and you know, all of that. I mean, it was tough, but like I say, I mean, it's hard to look the parents in the eye saying, you know, did I do everything to keep your children safe, and then not push to at least meet that. And that's what a lot of folks think, that we were going above and beyond. We were just trying to meet what Senate Bill 1 from 2020, which was, you know, to try to get an officer in every school as funding was allowed. Well, we had that funding opportunity, obviously, you know, a big ordeal with a grant that we missed. But thankfully, the commissioners then decided to fund that anyway, and thankfully we were able to get that, and now we're still one of the only, I think a couple of other counties around us have met that statute afterwards, but you know, we were one of the first ones to meet that statute, and it was a big deal.
And some of those counties had less schools though.
Right, yeah, and we have, you know, six elementary schools, you know, two middle schools and one high school, but you had multiple campuses. Mm. You know, we had the tech building up there as well. So we wanted to get three at the high school, and the big change was to get one in every elementary school. You know, the student threat per se may not be as high, but there's all the time, you know, you worry about, you know, you get divorces, you know, volatile situations with parents and teachers, and you know, we wanted to have an officer in that school, each one of those schools all the time, because we had three that were having to trade between two elementary schools. And so we, you know, we did that. So.
And those kids sometimes, you know, they'll tell an officer things that they won't tell a teacher. Or
yeah, it's a very unique relationship with that. You know, it takes a special human being to be a school resource officer, because you build those relationships with those kids. And it's not just about that, you know, that protection, but it's about that relationship that you can build with these children. And you know, we got a lot of children that live in very, very volatile homes at home, and you know, you can, you know, someone that they trust, they know that, you know, they can come to a, you know, Officer Steve or a Deputy Ivy or somebody like that that's at one of the schools, and they can come and talk to them about it, and we can you know, sometimes we might not be able to do anything about it if it's nothing illegal, and then sometimes, you know, you get some pretty big cases, mm-hmm. I guess, out of some of those that were strong enough to, you know, to tell somebody. Yeah. So, I mean, it happens here. I mean, I know this is Marshall County, but, you know, there's a lot of, there's still bad people out there, even living here. So, just thankful we were able to do that, really. I guess if that was the only thing I did in the last 4 years as sheriff, I mean, that one was worth it. So.
Yeah, and that's something that you want to continue on as being the commissioner.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, and I think there'll be other, you know, other grant fundings maybe to help maintain that. And, you know, we've had a lot of good folks that have stepped up. And I know Superintendent Lovett is now, I think, with FNB Bank. I know they made a huge contribution to the School Resource Officer Program that really helps us buy equipment that normally would be on the sheriff's office mm-hmm. budget to buy. You know, they made a couple of huge contributions to that program specifically, and that really helps, especially as a fiscal court now. Things like that help keep that program moving and keep it substantiated, you know, funding substantiated throughout long term. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking with Eddie McGuire, First District Commissioner for Marshall County. And Eddie, where does the First District, where do you guys?
The lines? Yeah, I know my line now. I don't know. Okay. Between Marty and Monty, it's a lot squigglier. But our line is basically 12th Street right up here on the court square. You can go out eastbound, like past JoJo's. Mm-hmm. Everything on the left side of the road, going out like Agnes Ferry Road, is Marty's district. I say the left side, the north side of the road. Everything on the south side is my district and District 1. So if you're Olive Hamlet Road, you're in my district. Or if you turn left going down to Dunn Cemetery, past that, if Dunn Cemetery starts Marty's district, and then you go on out to 408 and 68, and then it splits again to where everything on the left side is Marty and everything on the right side is my district until you get to Jonathan Creek. Once you cross the Jonathan Creek Bridge, both sides of the roads, you know, all of Aurora area, Jonathan Creek area is District 1. So.
Gotcha.
And then the other way is basically Oak Level Road, predominantly. It's got a few different squigglies, I call them, but predominantly Oak Level Road, the north side of the road is Marty and the left side of the road is mine. So.
Yeah, it's, what are some of the issues that are facing your district that might be unique?
Yeah, I mean, water's the biggest. You know, we talked a lot about that during the campaign, and Chad McCann updated us Tuesday on some of the projects there with the
River,
you know,
Crest.
The River Crest, and the Hunter Road project, the Walnut Grove project, are two of the bigger ones that are in our district, and then the Oak Level. That's really where I heard a lot of the, you going out doing a campaign, you're actually going door to door. A lot of you are, a lot of us are. Yeah. Eddie was anyway.
Yeah. What were you hearing?
They're tired of, you know, the wells are going bad there. You know, they've had wells for 30 years. You know, it's time to either replace that well, which is probably upwards of $7,000 or $8,000 at this point, or they can tap on. But there's nothing to tap onto yet. So, a lot of the issue out there at Oak Level is the lines that go, like on Mayfield Highway, it pretty much stops at the stave mill. And they took it out, the city of Benton took it out that far just to get the stave mill kind of up and going. But as far as, you know, you got pressure issues, as far as there's not enough mm-hmm. pressure to push it on out further. And then I think Monty talked a little bit about it. You know, you've had that water tower out there in Oak Level for a long time. But in one of the biggest projects that we've got going is that Oak Level project. I think it's a large portion of the ARPA funding that we receive from the federal government will go towards that Oak Level project. And I know that Jonathan Creek Water kind of runs south along 402 out there. I know they just got completed a few months ago, I guess, the Soldier Creek Road project. And because that was one of my questions was, is it going to be easier to come up from Jonathan Creek Water, or is it going to be easier to go out from Benton Water? And that's where Chad comes in. That's mm-hmm. where he does all the engineering, and all the pressure and a lot of that stuff I still don't understand. That you know, you didn't have to worry about that when you were sheriff. So I had to dig into a lot during the campaign like that, and I was embarrassed. I was like, I don't know what a water tower really does. I had to study that.
Who's married to someone who worked in utilities.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Eddie didn't. So Eddie had to study and learn. But it's good to branch out. And then a lot of folks, like on 402, a lot of, that dog leg south there, your Penny Roads, that kind of area, they told me that, they had a lot of problem with corrosion in their lines coming in from their well waters. I think one gentleman told me it was, he had a problem with magnesium sulfate in his well. And he had had to, back when he had a home built in the 60s, so he had copper supply lines. He said he had to, pretty much change those out completely. He said he eats through hot water heaters all the time. And it's a real issue for probably 700 or 800 homes in Marshall County, and I think this court, the last court, was good to put those monies aside to help push that project forward. You had the Project 2020 there for a long time, and it's hard to estimate how expensive. It's hard to wrap your head around how expensive these projects are. We've got about $6 million going towards water projects, mm-hmm. but that's still not a lot of money, especially with the current hyperinflation that we've had the last 2 years. That price per foot of water line has probably went up 30% just in the last couple of years. So, but we're going to keep pushing. I would like to get it all done, in the next year or two, but that's probably not realistic. That's one thing I told people. I wouldn't promise you that I would get water. I promise you that I will keep that conversation mm-hmm. alive all the time, not yeah. just 4 years from now or yeah. not just last year. And we'll keep it going. And even if we have to move slow, at least we'll be moving. So.
All right. We're talking with Eddie McGuire, First District Commissioner for Marshall County. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.